Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. Officials at colleges and universities in and around Boston followed the dramatic announcement today from the National Collegiate Athletic Association. In the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal, the NCAA ordered Penn State to pay $60 million and strip the late Penn State coach Joe Paterno of many of his college victories. The college will also be prohibited from participating in postseason play for 4 years. NCAA President Mark Emmert announced the sanctions at a news conference this morning.
Our goal is not to be just punitive, but to make sure the university establishes an athletic culture and daily mindset in which football will never again be placed ahead of educating, nurturing, and protecting young people.
Daniel Leibowitz is Executive Director of Sport and Society at Northeastern University. And Daniel Leibowitz, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So Massachusetts, of course, and particularly Boston, big hub of academia, lots of institutions that have sports programs. What are colleges and universities? What should they take away from this news from Penn State?
Here we have a case where a $50 million football engine trumped sexual child abuse. Mm-hmm. And there was criminal activity here, extreme, egregious criminal activity that was swept under the rug. And so what I think the takeaway, not only for institutions in Massachusetts, for colleges across the country, I think there should be a national discussion takeaway where everyone engages in a discussion about who are we as a culture? What do we stand for? What is our humanity? How do we improve our level of humanity? And how do we make sure that the rights of children are safeguarded throughout every day of every year?
Do you think the sanctions announced today go far enough? And do they send the appropriate message to schools around Boston, around Massachusetts, indeed around the nation?
I think that the sanctions today are a big statement by the NCAA. I know a lot of people were hoping for the death penalty, but sometimes when something as extreme as the death penalty is put forth, it's sort of like a one-size-fits-all in terms of the way people view it. So I don't want people to view Penn State in the same way that they viewed SMU and sort of booster violations and the number of things that happened there. The way the NCAA put forth these sanctions today, particularly the takeaway of the Paterno wins, make a statement about individuals' integrity, about the institutional integrity, and keep the conversation going. Hmm. I think in many respects, if there was a death penalty, people would have put this in the same framework as an SMU.
Let me jump in there and just, of course, when you refer to the death penalty, we're not literally talking about a death penalty. We're talking about the possible end of the football program. So we just heard NCAA President Mark Emmert talk about never placing football ahead of educating, nurturing, and protecting young people. How do college programs protect against the corrupting forces of celebrity sports cultures at these huge schools?
It's a question that just isn't related only to sport. I'm glad that the spotlight of sport has engaged us in this conversation, although I'm not happy, obviously, about the way in which we had to be engaged in the conversation. But, you know, this conversation could be applied to politics or could be applied to situations that happened with the head of the IMF. Or, you know, there's never any time where rape, child rape, sexual depravity should be swept under a rug. And so the question here for every institution is to look at their institutional culture. And it's a teaching moment to look at yourself introspectively as individuals who lead these institutions. How do we make sure that the spotlight that's on it today doesn't fade tomorrow and it happens again and again and again, like we've seen throughout history in a number of different circumstances?
NCAA Chairman Mark Emmert talked today about the necessity for schools to now think about whether their athletic programs are too big to fail or too big to challenge. And I'm wondering if you think schools have any reason. Is there an argument for some of these schools to scale back their athletic programs?
You know, when you look at college sports, when you look at television contracts for college sports, when you look at the way conferences are falling apart because people are joining other conferences for the TV money, mm-hmm. are we willing to push back against those economic engines? Mm-hmm. The question is, how do you take the statement of Emmert and make it an implementable reality.
Yeah. And what do you think about that? I mean, is it a good idea? I mean, I'm sort of intrigued by this idea, too big to fail, too big to challenge. I mean, of course, these are questions that sort of came up in the wake of the economic crisis. But it's a question that's worth asking, isn't it?
It is definitely a question worth asking. And again, it's a cultural question about our own humanity. What do we find most important? Are any institutions, whether they're financial, whether they're political, whether they're collegiate, are they going to embrace the integrity that would move mankind forward, or are they going to embrace the individual profit that's going to keep them going but not answer the communal or collective questions of how do we become better as a human race? How do we ask ourselves to be introspective about moving mankind forward in a way where we don't let a college football program, a political leader, economic engines rule our behavior and take away our humanity?
You mentioned this as a teaching opportunity, a teaching moment. Are you optimistic that it is going to yield a teaching moment that will change some of these institutions that clearly need to change?
Well, the grand spotlight of sport, how great it is, how big the platform is, has put an enormous spotlight on this issue and really the issue that started it, and that is child sexual abuse. You know, on one hand, we're talking about the culture of college football and a number of other things. I'm hoping we engage in a national discussion about children's rights, about safety of children, about the way we acculturate young boys in this country in terms of why we aren't pushing a platform of kindness and compassion and making those part of what our definition of manhood is.
Those, of course, are commendable values, but aren't we sort of making an excuse for what happened at Penn State if we just say, you know, this is something that is a sort of a society-wide problem, as opposed to the result of issues that are particular to college sports programs?
I don't, you know, I guess we might differ on whether we find them particular to college sports programs. And yet, you know, I think that our place and a number of places look at violent behavior across a landscape, and we don't see an enormous spike in certain elements of society over other elements of society. What I do think is that the fact that it happened in collegiate football and it happened at Penn State, sort of the icon of collegiate football in our country, opens up the discussion that probably wouldn't have been opened up if it happened at a small Division III school in Maine. We have a moment here that we shouldn't lose.
Daniel Leibowitz is the Executive Director of Sport and Society at Northeastern University. And Dan Leibowitz, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And listeners, you can join this conversation. Let us know what you think at radioboston.org.